Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hi, welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast, and I am delighted that you have joined us today. I want to talk about social media today. We haven't been dealing with social media too much lately, been spending more on the writing, but I want to get into talking a little bit about eight common social media marketing mistakes, because it's important that you, I don't want you to make any mistakes, because social media marketing is a great way, social media in general is a great way to be able to promote your message to your audience, to prospects and existing customers. But if you're not doing it, if you're making a few mistakes, you may not be getting the results you want. So I want to make sure that you can have that effective social media strategy that's going to help you. And that actually just leads me to the very first mistake, which is having no social media strategy. Companies without a social media strategy can never deliver an effective message to their audience. So you have to have a plan in place. Figure out what it is you want to do, because you need to determine what are your goals, and because that is going to help you to be able to decide what you should be posting on the different social media channels. Now, mistake number two, and I've run into this in I think a lot of small business owners kind of think they have to do that, is creating accounts on too many platforms too soon. What I always talk about when I'm out speaking to small business owners is I tell them, just concentrate on pick one platform. Pick the platform where you know for sure that your target audience is active on, whether that's Facebook or whether that's Pinterest. It doesn't matter, but pick one, master that platform first before you try to start opening up and going on to other different, creating different social media accounts. Because what happens is if you try to do too much too soon, you may wind up forgetting one of them and you don't pay any attention. And then that just kind of makes your prospects think that you're disorganized. So just keep focused on one thing at a time, and then you can, as you get comfortable, then you can expand. Third mistake, paying for fake followers. Oh, please do not do this. Oh, I had a client a couple years ago. He was a lovely gentleman who had he sells like green products online, and he had hired someone to help build up his Facebook page. So it was, they were managing his page and they got him a whole bunch of new likes. But the problem was, is none of those fans actually engaged on the page, because he just paid for numbers. So you want to make sure that you are really going for genuine consumer relationships. Don't worry about the numbers. Quality is much more important than quantity. Now, mistake number four. Talking too much about the brand and the brand alone. Remember, folks, this is a social networking site that you're on, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. I like to say, follow the 80-20 rule. 80% of what you post should be information that is valuable to your audience, whether that's tips about how to use certain products or just maybe even just some fun things, funny pictures and funny videos. But 80% should be much more general stuff. And then 20% of the time, then if you have our special sale or you're running a promotion, then you can talk about that. Because otherwise, if you're just going sell all the time, people are going to unfriend you on Facebook, or they're going to unlike your page. They're going to report you as spam, and you have just lost your customer. Number five mistake, using irrelevant and excessive hashtags. Oh my goodness. Now, I will tell you, on Instagram, this is an exception. On Instagram, evidently, you can post like 10 hashtags. It's fine. But I tell you what, Don't do that on Facebook, and really don't do that on Twitter either. Two or three hashtags. That's all you really need on those particular social networking sites, because otherwise it just looks crazy and it's just really annoying. So don't do it, okay? Thank you. Number six mistake, social media mistake. Sharing too many in a short amount of time. So posting one content after the other within minutes or even hours is a good strategy if you're trying to turn off your followers, because they're just going to think you're spamming them, frankly. So you want to two or three times maybe a day is pretty much good enough for just about any social media platform you're using. And if you not sure, you know, when to post and you're having trouble, then use scheduling tools like Hootsuite and Buffer. These are great tools that are out there that will help you space out your posts, and this way you're not going to overwhelm your followers. Mistake number seven, forgetting to proofread. Have you ever noticed a tweet missing a punctuation mark or two? Or how about a Facebook post with misspelled words? You know, let's face it, it might seem to be petty, but sloppy grammar and spelling can hurt your online presence and credibility. So make sure you don't do that, okay? All right, finally, mistake number eight, neglecting the social aspect of social media. Okay, you know what this means is that when someone comments on your Facebook page or when someone tweets to you, make sure you respond to them. It's great, because now people are going to feel that they're actually dealing with people and not just a robot. So let your personality shine through, respond to those questions, address those concerns, and involve your brand in forums and communities, things like this. You are going to make your audience feel much more connected to you when you do. Okay, there you go. Those are my eight social media mistakes. I hope you've got a lot of value out of it today. If you did, please be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. It would be great to hear from you. And of course, make sure you're subscribing to this podcast so you don't miss out on another episode. I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSalesSucceed.